You already know what day it is. It's Fair Foul Friday. It's a freaky Falcons Fair Foul Friday here on Mic'd Up, the morning shift. Robbie T. A
lot of effing alliteration there.
Yeah, a lot of effing around. Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson here with you on this Friday morning. Appreciate you hanging out with us. You guys know the drill. If you've never heard Fair Foul Friday, which I don't know how that's possible at this point, then basically I make the statement, Bo and Rob tell me whether or not it's fair foul.
They're even playing in the halls of Parliament.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. Somebody told me that.
No, they don't get that much free speech.
The prime minister goes, wham, wham, wham.
Do you like that, Rob?
I love that. Very true, actually, unfortunately.
How about this one? We're going to start with one that can be proven fair or foul, all right? And we're going to figure it out by the end of this segment. Kyle Pitts and Kyle Trask have done a jersey swap, fair or foul. I don't know. But somewhere along the lines, Kyle Trask being the backup quarterback in Tampa Bay, we'll figure it out by
fair.
The end. Bo, you think it's been done for? Have you seen a picture of this?
I am pretty positive I have seen this. I've seen – so where I stand most of the times where we do our interviews
– yeah.
I've been able to see guys leave and come in with jerseys, like autographed after the game and stuff. So I am very positive that it has happened. So I'm going with fair.
All right. What do you think, Rob? Think it's happened before?
Absolutely, it's happened.
Those guys were magical, Bo, back in college.
I have a Kyle Trask jersey. Everybody has a Kyle Trask jersey.
Don't roll your eyes.
Just a couple Kyles getting it done, man. Just a couple Kyles getting it done.
Don't you soil the good Kyle Trask
name.
Dylan,
if you can figure that out before the end of the segment, whether or not that's fair or foul, that would be great. All right, how about this one? Fair or foul? There is a better chance of Vandy beating Texas this weekend than of Oklahoma beating Ole Miss. When you look at the Vandy lines, it's tighter. It's tighter for Vandy over Texas than it is for Oklahoma Ole Miss. Fair or foul, better chance of Vandy in Nashville knocking off Texas than Oklahoma beating Ole Miss. Isn't that crazy to say? Shout out to the Oklahoma
fans. I'm going to say foul just because college football is just so crazy.
Yeah.
Talking about a bunch of kids under 25. No pineal glands, no executive function.
What does it make you feel if you're an Oklahoma fan and the line is tighter on the Vandy-Texas game than the Oklahoma-Ole Miss game? Bo, what do you think? Fair or foul, better chance of Vandy beating Texas than Oklahoma over Ole Miss?
I think it's, first off, they have done it. I've got the picture.
I was going to wait till the end. Thank you for doing that, though. Dylan already told me about 2 minutes
ago. Sorry, my bad. I think it's fair because you know what Vanderbilt has that Oklahoma does not?
What's that?
A starting quarterback that they trust and know how to use.
Yep.
And therefore, I think you're onto something. I think it's fair.
All right, how about this one? Two sacks for the Falcons against Baker Mayfield. Two sacks. Get right. Two sacks.
I think it's fair, and here's why.
Okay,
the Falcons have been putting an emphasis. They get Troy Anderson back. I think they could use Caden Ellis in some pass rush situations, which I think he's suited for because of the integrity he keeps in his pass lanes. Also, I think Baker might have to if you play like I pray that they do and come play up a little bit tighter. They might make Baker pat that ball a little bit longer, which gives you time to get there.
Mm, Rob, don't let him talk you into it. What do you think? Fair or foul?
I'm an optimist.
Okay.
I haven't seen this. They'll have to be out of character to perpetrate such a thing. I'm going to say fair.
Okay. All right.
They'll have 2.5 sacks.
I'm picking up what you're putting down right now. How about this one? Running backs and tight ends for the Bucs will have more receiving yards than wide receivers for the Bucs. Running backs and tight ends combined for the Buccaneers will have more receiving yards than the actual receivers will for the Buccaneers this weekend. Fair or foul? Rob, we will start with you.
I'm going to go ahead and say fair. No Chris Godwin, no Mike Evans. They're going to have to figure out other ways to distribute the ball, and they have other personnel that can do so. Not as sexy as a Godwin or an Evans, but I'm going to say fair.
Yeah, Cade Otton goes for 100 last week, but I also wonder, Bo, if Cade Otton will be bigger in the eyes of Atlanta's defense. Maybe try to clamp him down a little more, knowing what you have at the receiver position.
Right.
The running backs and the tight end combined for, like, I think 250 yards of the 370. Maybe it was 230 of the 370 that Baker threw for, so I think it's fair.
Okay.
Baker passes for under 200, though.
I think when you look at last week and you look at the injuries, you probably say fair, but I also think, like, to my point, I think Cade Otton probably gets more eyes from the defense knowing what's at the receiver position this weekend, so I think that's going to be interesting to go.
Yeah, you know, that's not a bad call. He did catch he did have 3 for 44 last time we played, so they did a good job of limiting him then.
He wasn't non-existent last time. All right, how about this one? Someone other than Bijan or Tyler Algier registers a rush attempt. Registers a rush attempt for the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins famously not going to register a rushing attempt. But I don't know who it'll come from.
I still think there's a naked bootleg in there that's going to shock the world. They're just saving it for week 16.
Just a big first down. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think this comes down to, will you have to see somebody like a Darnell Mooney on an end around, a Ray-Ray McCloud with a backwards pass, something along those lines? What do you think, Bo?
Well, you said Bijan or Tyler, correct?
Someone other than Bijan or Tyler gets a rushing attempt.
Jace McClellan got 5 last week.
Yeah, you think?
I hope that happens, yeah, because we're up.
I was gonna say,
but well, he's got to be active. You know, I think it's fair because I think we've seen Darnell Mooney get some carries. We've seen, I think Drake got a carry one point.
Yeah, I think he did too.
So Zach is kind of mixed it in here and there with a little bit of a sneakiness. So I think it's fair. Yeah.
A little bit of a change up. I say it's fair.
Okay. All right. How about this one? Bo, we'll start with you. Rob gets extremely excited about sweater season. It's like when there's a chill in the air in the morning, Rob's like, it's go time. This is my Super Bowl.
It's fair. I think it was 62 degrees out one morning, and he had some kind of sweater pullover on.
He's got a two-bedroom apartment, and the guest bedroom closet just sweaters. It's like Bruce Wayne's Batman closet.
Dude, he's so happy for Professor Rob to break out.
It is, dude. It's a good look, man. It's a vibe.
It really is.
It's not even a fashion statement. It's a vibe.
It is a good look for you, I'll say.
How about this
deep,
one?
Deep bench. It's definitely fair. Deep bench, loaded with 5-star recruits in that sweater closet.
Why you do well with the Cougars.
Before the season started, Kirk Cousins' over-under for touchdown passes was 27.5. Preseason, 27.5. Right now, he's got 10. Kirk Cousins will hit the over. He will hit the season over. He's got to throw 18 more touchdown passes. Kirk Cousins will hit the season over this year. Fair or foul? Bo, we'll start with you.
Fair. He's in the over. He's going to hit 3 Sunday.
Oh, come on. You feel it. You said that with so much confidence, and I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, Rob, he's going to shatter 32.
You think 32?
He's going to have 32 touchdown passes.
What an obscure number.
What an 17 number. Interceptions.
What's the Falcons single-season record? It's 37, right?
I thought it was in the 40s. You might be right, though.
I think it's 37.
I thought Matt did 40 one year.
Dylan, you can look that up, and I promise I won't ruin it.
There you go. Now we're talking. How about this one? Antoine Winfield will be more disruptive than Vita Vea on Sunday. Antoine Winfield will actually come to be more disruptive, even though it was Vita the first time around, obviously. Winfield.
Question.
What?
Can you define disruptive?
Game wrecker, like a TJ Watt?
He will be in the picture more when there are tackles made. How about that one?
Foul.
He's in the picture. He's in the camera lens.
Oh.
And there's tackles being made.
Oh, that's fair, because I think Antoine Winfield is going to make a lot of downfield tackles because we're going to eat Sunday.
All right, I like that.
Foul. Levante David is going to be the name.
Woo! Come on.
Let me tell you something.
Tell us about it.
First off, I have so much respect for that guy, and I cannot wait till he retires because he haunts us.
10 seconds on these next three. Jalen Johnson is more important to the Hawks' success this year than Trae Young. Jalen Johnson more important to the Hawks' success than Trae Young. Bo, we'll start with you.
That's foul. Trae Young is your leader. He's supposed to be the heartbeat of the team.
Jalen's playing defense, too, though.
Trae Young is supposed to be the stir.
All right.
That straw.
Right.
I mean, the straw that stirs. The straw.
Well, just as usage rate handling the ball, stir. It's foul. Yeah. Okay. It's Trae.
All right, how about this one? Kirk throws for 250 in order for the Falcons to win. Kirk has to throw for 250 in order for the Falcons to win this weekend.
I think that's foul. Okay. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think you can run the ball on them. You just got to prove it.
All right, Rob, what do you think?
I think it's foul.
All right. Vikings, even though they lose last night, still one of the three best teams in the NFL. Still one of the teams in the NFL.
Fair until you prove me wrong. Yep.
I love it.
Very complete team, in spite of the defense last night.
Not quite anymore. Bo, what do you think?
It's foul.
There you have it. Fair Foul Friday was a success. Thank you guys for playing.
Fair Foul!